A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Priced out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis. On KSL News Radio.
The housing market in Utah is still seeing rising prices and low inventory.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest numbers. Amy?
Amanda, at this point, it really shouldn't come as any kind of surprise, since the median price of a single-family home has been on a steady incline for 2 years. But for Salt Lake County, that median price now sits at $630,000. That's up 22% from last year. And mortgage rates are also on the rise. The cost to finance a home is up $1,000 a month, meaning a typical home payment in Salt Lake City costs $2,583 right now. That's on a 30-year mortgage with a 20% down payment. One number that's not changing much, though, the average number of days that a house stays on the market. That's stayed at 5 days in the last year. But the Deseret News reports the rise in prices and interest rates is causing a slight cooling in the market, mostly because potential buyers are now backing off because of they can't afford it. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
A man is under arrest on suspicion of shooting and killing another man in Springville. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the details.
Springville police responded to reports that a victim had been shot multiple times on his front porch. Springville Police Lieutenant Warren Foster says as area police departments were canvassing for a suspect.
Springville, Mapleton, Spanish Fork, and county deputies all responded to help.
A witness approached officers with details. Then with the help of some front door cams, they learned that clothing and a car that were said to be connected to the suspect were identified, then traced to their witness, who turned out to be the suspect. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Police say that Hunter Lamoureux later confessed to killing the man over an alleged affair and custody of Lamoureux's children.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Some relief for desperate parents searching for baby formula. Enough specialty baby formula for 500,000 8-ounce bottles is now in the U.S. after a military cargo plane flew it over from Germany, and more planes are on the way.
President Biden tweeting, "Our team is working around the clock to get safe formula to everyone who needs it." This formula heading to hospitals and medical providers to distribute to parents whose babies are allergic to cow milk proteins. This comes as ABC News has learned at least 4 infants in South Carolina were recently hospitalized due to complications. 3 of them admitted when their parents were forced to use alternatives to their normal formula.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting.
Getting global supply issues, chain issues worked out is a major focus as President Biden meets with Indo-Pacific leaders this morning. Biden also talked about how the world has come together to rally against the invasion of Ukraine.
Our cooperation has been particularly vital in organizing the global response to hold Putin accountable for his brutal war on Ukraine.
President Biden made the comments while speaking alongside the Japanese Prime Minister.
A federal judge is keeping the COVID border policy in place, but that is not stopping families from arriving and claiming asylum.
In front of me here, right outside of Yuma, is the border. There are dozens of families who have just crossed illegally. The Border Patrol is here putting them into vans, and most tell me they came from Honduras. They say it was a very long walk through Mexico to get here.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting from the border in Yuma, Arizona.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Fire crews hoping to make good progress today on a brush fire burning out of control north of Heber City in Wasatch County. The last report from fire crews says the blaze had burned over 85 acres and is only about 5% contained. Firefighters also tell us having a fire this big, this early in the season is concerning. The fire is thought to be human-caused.
Hey, so weather now with Matt Johnson. Ever wondered what meteorologists mean when they talk about the dew point?
The dew point is a direct measurement of how much moisture is in the air. A lower dew point means less moisture, and a higher dew point means more moisture. In Utah, a typical dew point this time of year is around 30 to 35 degrees. Normal air temperature is around 75. So next time you're on the KSL weather app, compare the temperature versus the dew point temperature, and you'll know how much moisture is in the air.
According to the KSL weather app this morning, the dew point for Salt Lake City is 32 today.
And now you know the rest of the story. First look traffic. Let's go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now we're doing pretty well, at least along the I-15 corridor, despite some construction barrels going north from Layton into Clearfield. And we've got a the railroad arms apparently stuck down, causing some backups on 12th Street in Ogden, just west of Wall Avenue. And then in the Salt Lake Valley, they got the stalled vehicle gone from I-80, but we've got a crash reported now on Redwood Road near the I-80 overpass on the west side of Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
The primary election in Pennsylvania is still not over.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is up by about 1,000 votes, with most of the votes counted, but there's still a good number of mail-in votes arriving even from overseas, including military ballots. Donald Trump wants to stop counting. He doesn't want those to count at all. So far, Dr. Oz's campaign has been playing it a little bit differently than Trump, certainly, by suggesting that they're open to seeing where the vote count lands.
ABC News political director Rick Klein reporting.
Most Utahns support labor unions, but there's more to the story, and we get it from KSL News Radio's Kate Davis.
Utah Starbucks employees recently joined a nationwide effort to unionize, and a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows 54% of Utahns strongly approve of these unions. That's lower than the nationwide rate, where around 65% of people approve of unionizing, according to Gallup. Union support looks to be pretty partisan, with 98% of those who identify as very liberal supporting unions, while only 20% of those who identify as very conservative feel the same way. The poll also shows younger people, ages 18 to 40, support unions more than those older than 41 years old. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming received the 2022 John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award. Congresswoman Cheney serves on the special committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, and she wasn't shy about referring to former President Trump in her acceptance speech.
In this time of testing, will we do our duty? Will we defend our Constitution? Will we stand for truth? Will we put duty to our oath above partisan politics? Or will we look away from danger, ignore the threat, embrace the lies, and enable the liar?
The award was also handed to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and three other U.S. officials.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.